So now, at this point, Iran has come out and publicly stated, thanks for the hiccups, Father. I praise you, Jesus. Thank you for those hiccups. I love the hiccups. Love them. Give me more. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. All right. So anyway, the Strait of Hormuz will remain blocked until $11 trillion in frozen Iranian assets are released. This was an official statement from the leadership of Iran. Think it's going to happen? Well, guess what's going to happen? We already know. When they make, these are reasonable expectations under the circumstances, really, when you think about it. You heard what Douglas McGregor said. AIPAC completely, oh my gosh, we're talking about the power of the synagogue of Satan is global, and they want everybody dead. They want us all serving them because they actually believe that we're supposed to. There are those, and if you just understand the difference between the sons of Jacob and the Khazarian liars, the Talmudic believers, entities, creatures, that's what they are. That's why I wish more people would listen to the video that I have posted on the protected site. And email me at jbaptist777@gmail.com for the easy-to-remember password. And plug it in. Because until you understand that, you're going to have a gap. You're going to have a gap in your understanding of things. And there's only so much I can do. I just, you know, I got to keep my house operating. And you know how it is. People don't. You know, you hire somebody to do something for you, and they never do it right. They do it almost right. Praise God. All right, so let's keep on plowing through these. Thank you, Jesus. And I've got to figure out how to turn off that calendar thing because it's driving me nuts. All right, so hallelujah. Let's keep on going. Iranian TV marks 8 Gulf energy targets. Now, they're talking about the Gulf. They're talking about, you know, the Persian Gulf. Energy targets that Iran might strike if the ceasefire fails to hold. So they've already identified the targets, and it will obliterate. Just like Mirandi said, it's going to obliterate the GCC states. They're just sandbars. Saudi Arabia is a big, fat sandbar. UAE, Kuwait, all of them, they're just a big fat sandbar. You take away their desalination plants and they're done for. They're over. And guess what? Now look where we are. But see, that's exactly the goal of Draco D. That's what he was hired to do. That's why Marina Abramovic, the soul cooker, the one that worked with the 12-foot-tall Draco reptilian known as Hillary Clinton, you know, in their Pizzagate underground operation, just frazzle drip and all that stuff. Hopefully you understand this stuff. This is some creepy stuff. We live in the midst of all of this evil. Pray always to be counted worthy. All right. So anyway, the list of Hormuz controls that Iran has put into place is staggering. Now, I'm not going to take the time to read that entire list. I thought to myself, maybe I would. But no, I'll take a look at it. I might hit some of the highlights. Let's take a look real quick. All right. So, okay, all contracts must use the name Persian Gulf. Okay, tolls paid will be paid in rials, or rials, before entry, okay, in Iran's currency directly. The United Arab Emirates and Bahrain affiliated ships pay additional compensation on top of the tolls. There will be a permanent ban on Israeli affiliated vessels and ships from sanctioning nations and all United States military ships. By the way, that's the short version. It's going to be worse. It's going to be worse on short notice. You think we got our... You think this evil country has got themselves handed a ticket from Vietnam? This is going to be so bloody, but you know what? That's what they want. That's what they want. They want the United States destroyed. They want people starving. They want civil war. They want all these pieces in place. This is part of the master plan. Nobody gets that. Nobody gets it. Douglas McGregor doesn't get it. Tucker Carlson doesn't get it. Joe Rogan doesn't get it. Nobody gets it. But it's part of the plan. That's what they want to do. So anyway, it is what it is. And we just got to hang in there. And look for subtle opportunities to be able to talk to people. Because I'm going to tell you, the unbelievers, they're going to listen. The so-called believers, you're just going to cause strife and it's going to get ugly. So, pearls, remember your pearls. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. So, it turns out that Saudi Arabia has come forward and said that we're going to halt all manufacturing of the pipeline of oil to Israel that was designed for the purpose of bypassing the blockade. Well, you know, of course, that upsets the synagogue of Satan. All right. Praise God. So, again, given that we've listened to a lot of Dr. Mirandi, and it is, you know, at this point, pretty comprehensive, I think. So I think it was a smart idea to start at the top of the list because it kind of knocks out all the stuff that a lot of people haven't heard because they're just listening to some YouTube channel. And the YouTube channel wants to tell you that there have been a lot of planes and C-130s and transports and stuff like that that have been flying over there and that there is going to be, excuse me, that there's going to be, you know, a really bad, and you need to stock up on food. And oh, by the way, come over to my channel because, or come over here because I'm going to hook you up with all kinds of preparatory food and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Which, you know, there's always a gimmick because they're it's monetized. They're doing it not only because, well, they know they're right in some cases, but, or partially right, but that's how they make their living. That's why I had my conversation with the Lord 14 years ago, and I said, Father, as long as I don't ever have to take tithes from anybody, I don't want to. But I'm telling you, my work is getting so bad, I don't know what I'm going to do. I may cash in both my 401ks and just pay off my house, pay off my HELOC, and just cut costs back so far. But if I do that, there's impacts. It has to do with seeding into the kingdom and other things that I can do that is a blessing. But I kind of sort of know where my boss wants me to be and the direction that he's heading. And it turns out that my boss wants me to do what I hate doing the most. I just haven't told him that. Because I'm trying to keep my job in the middle of all this. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And that is definitely not easy. All right. So you've heard we'll just call it the Mac Daddy statement from Professor Mirandi that I played for you earlier that was about 4 minutes long. That's very important. I wanted to get that out to you because that covers it all. I already told you that when they were actually pretending to do a visit in Pakistan, even while Israel was, you know, blatantly, breaking the ceasefire by genociding southern Lebanon. And they're not going to stop. They've already been to Beirut. I'm telling you, folks, they're not going to stop. They're going to level every single part of every part of that. That whole thing is just going to be gone. It's bad. Whatever you think it is in bad, in terms of bad, whatever the worst case scenario you can possibly imagine might be, multiply it times 100. It's really bad. All right. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Maybe multiply it times 50. I don't care. But anyway, the point is that it's really bad. They're everywhere. They truly are everywhere. And they're killing people. They're killing people. So I'm wondering, really, in the grand scheme of things, I'm kind of looking over this list. Iranian media has published a detailed map of underwater internet cables that they're planning on taking out. Iran. It'd be trivial for Iran to take out a lot of underwater, you know, they run their fiber optic cables that run along the seabed. And there's a bunch of them. That's why you had AWS centers, you had Microsoft centers, you had other technology centers of the United States, which Iran is probably going to eliminate on the next round. You can pretty much believe that. So you've got that. There are still wings of MAGA that believe that Trump is a type of King David. He's been sent by God, even though he's a Draco. The evidence of that is overwhelming. So there's lots and lots of videos that are flying around out there where Trump, or the entity that refers to itself as Trump, it's not him. It's not. It never was. At the point that he went totally Draco, he can last forever. They'll just clone him. They'll clone him. They will soul scalp him, move it over to the new version, just like they did Netanyahu. That's what I believe. But you know what? I know there's a lot of people out there that don't understand these concepts, and I've talked about these concepts 14 years ago. But I can't help it. I can't re-educate every single person about soul scalping and how it works. It's very much like, what do you think the movie Ghostbusters was about? Where they walked around with that big thing on their back and they would point it at an entity and it would like suck them up inside that little thing and they would put it in a containment center. Do you know that that is actually a mimic on what they're capable of doing? The technological processes that exist for real amongst the fallen angels? These cursed beings? It exists. Oh, but help me out with this. I don't understand this, Johnny. I'm sorry. I feel sad. I'm sorry that you haven't been with the radio show for the last, you know, gazillion years. If you had been, if you had listened to any of the Peterson Chronicles shows that we did, probably 100 of them, maybe 200 of them over the years on Saturdays, you would have heard all these things. It was all covered. All covered. So there's lots of videos out there of the entity that Draco T, that, you know, nuclear football. Oh, look, he has a nuclear football. Big deal. Use it. Go ahead. What the world needs now is some kind of a major event. Oh, yes, there are a lot of reports out there that say that something really bad is going to happen in the United States. But do you think it's going to be from Iran? I guarantee it not. It's going to be from the synagogue of Satan. But what are you going to do? Going to change anybody's head? If it wakes up people that need to be woke up, praise Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. So I think it's wonderful that the Iranian cloud seeding stuff was destroyed and they're actually getting water again. How evil. How evil do you have to be to do that to any people, let alone 90 million? How evil do you have to be? We're just getting a taste of it now. Really? I'm going to play this for you. This was a woman that was outside. Oh, I think she lives in Florida. Oh, no, no, wait. Is this the one? Okay, I'll go ahead and play this for you, but there's another one that's even more weird and interesting. But this was recorded by somebody outside, and this is what they heard in the sky.
We have an interesting video. This was captured by a couple of young men,
of course,
one
we
by
have
the
to...
name of Drexel from Georgia. This was captured on the night of April 9th.
We have
they
to listen to Myra Moore do her little intro.
Like gunfire in the night sky, but they have no idea what caused it and where it was coming from.
Gunfire in the
now,
night
sky.
Now,
here's where it gets even more interesting.
Well, thank you, Myra.
As of today, there is no official word on what they heard that night, what they captured. There's no report. There's no public announcement,
we get
nothing.
It.
If they wouldn't have recorded this, nobody
would
have
known.
But we're still left wondering, what happened that night? What
Not
is
me.
This? What's going on in our skies above us? Take a look at this. Comment below. Tell me what you think.
The fuck is going on?
That sounds like an 810 log.
Okay.
where Iran bombed it?
Look, if you don't think there's wars in the heavens, if you don't think there are gigantic motherships that are firing against one another, if you don't get the big picture, man, there's a scripture just for you. It's called Men's Hearts Failing Them for Fear of Those Things That Are Coming Upon the Earth, which, by the way, is a direct sister verse of 2 Esdras 15, verse 28. When the dragons of Arabia come flying upon the earth, and all those who hear them will fear and tremble. These days are upon us. Why do you think Satan doesn't want people to wake up and all the scientists are being killed? Makes you wonder. See, everybody wants to look at one thing. Oh, if that one thing, that one thing. Oops. Big, gigantic mistake. Read the Olivet Discourse. Read Matthew 24. Read Luke 21. Read Mark 13. Try to put some effort forth into understanding the third seal, the fourth seal. His name is Death. It's all happening right now. It's unbelievable. All right, so anyway, let me see if I can find one of the other ones. No. They want to destroy it. Okay, talking about people going out. There's also a group out there that are progressive in their way of thinking, and they are suggesting that the 3 days of darkness is actually created by a dynamic that's wrapped around the grand solar minimum and global cooling, which I found very interesting because those who have had visions of the 3 days of darkness have made it very clear that it's going to be unbelievably cold and people will be dying from the cold. But see, that's during the day of the Lord. That's after the barley harvest. Hopefully you understand these things. I really hope that you do. Chinese planes are refurbishing Iran supplies. We talked about that in large numbers. The next skirmish is going to be humongous. Iran has a plan to blow up Israel, they're saying. They're also, these entities from hell are also, and yes, the three-letter agencies are all part of it. They're all part of it. They're all owned by guess who? The SOS. It's just how it is. We're going to have to deal with it. But they're telling everybody, they're telling people that there's about to be an attack, some kind of an attack. Then you got entities like Laura Loomer. What is that? And who would inject so much Botox into their face that it would explode like a giant balloon? Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's unbelievable. But people are doing weird, weird, weird things now. Have you seen any of the videos out there of people just beating each other up? Stores being ransacked. It's just unbelievable. It's crazy. I don't even want to leave the house. But then when you go out, it has a strange sort of way of hitting you like nobody gets it. Nobody sees it. What's going on here? And that's what we have. We have a dynamic now that is, it is what it is. We can't stop it. I love this woman. This woman wakes up. Now, please pardon her for her choice of words, but what she actually communicates is rather fabulous. So I'm going to go ahead and play it anyway. So let's listen to this woman. She appeared mysteriously in the midst of the X-Files. So anyway, let's hear what she has to say about her new found revelation.
Okay, the biggest fucking cover-up Excuse on planet her. Earth. No, it's not fake wars. No, it's not false flag events. No, it's not Project Bluebeam. No, it's not even actually clones, okay? The two biggest cover-ups all throughout human history are this. One, it's not humans eating other humans. It's not humans abusing other humans. And yeah, that happens too, okay? It is reptilians. Yeah, it sounds fucking crazy, but hear me out, because deep down, you know this is the truth. Reptilians are running the shadow government, which means they are running every single institution, every education system, every financial system, every major bank, every non-government organization is being run by an off-world civilization.
You know, I wish she would have chose different expletives to explain the astonishing revelation that she appears to have come to, but it's highly accurate. Highly accurate. Highly accurate. Please try to see, to watch the movie Above a Majestic. Because until you hear that movie, you will never understand. You just won't. Oh, but why should I believe that? You know what? I don't care. I really don't. At this point in the sacrifices that I have made in my life to continue to try to bring advanced information to people so that they understand what is going on right now and where it's heading and what the end game is, I've tried. And Jesus said, I have come to save the world. He took the burden off of me. So I'm just here to report. If you don't want to believe me, so be it. Praise the Lord. Go wherever you want to go. Join the MAGA crowd. Or get on your knees and beseech our Heavenly Father to please forgive you and to count you worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass. I think it's my personal opinion that our biggest problem is that we're very short-sighted. Our memories are crummy. We don't remember things that we ought to be remembering that only happened a short period ago. I don't know why. It may very well be because it's by design. It may be because our Heavenly Father, in accordance with some of the prophecies that are out there. Do you know that in Iran they have lost 3,300 people? They're all dead. And 262 of them are children. The stuff that's going on right now is, it's just pretty horrible. It's just so horrible that you just don't even want to visit it. Sometimes when I wake up on Saturdays, I don't even want to think about it. I just want to sit there in the dark and praise Jesus. Just worship. We should all be worshiping. A lot. There's power in praise. There's power in worship. There's power in the name of Jesus. Trump is going to go after a third term. But how is that going to be accomplished? We don't know. But you can believe that these entities have no intention of losing control. At this point, I'm going to say, have a wonderful, blessed weekend. I'm sorry that it had to take. I've been through hell this week. Okay? So if you've detected a little bit of frustration, because it's just how it is. The Bush Carrier Group is going to be arriving within the next couple of days. There are thousands. I would submit that there are thousands, really, looking at the data from flight trackers. Thousands. It appears, as best as I can tell, that almost the entire United States military, there's always going to be exceptions, are being sent over there to die. Are 5 billion people going to die? And if so, how does that happen? Can we believe this guy, Larry Johnson, and actually buy this notion that Trump wanted nuclear codes? Really? Or is Larry getting off on the fact that he's invited to a lot of shows? Okay, I don't think retired CIA analysts are out there just telling people stuff like that. And anybody who's ever stood up to Trump is fired. The situation is not good. 10 oil refineries have been blown up in 21 days across the world. Can you believe that? 10. And that was a couple of, that was all the way back to April 22nd. How many more now? The Synagogue of Satan is trying to completely collapse planet Earth so that they become the center of the world. But it isn't going to work that way because our Heavenly Father isn't going to allow it. He isn't. And very, very soon, Luke 21:20 is going to become a reality. Maybe sooner than we think. When you see Jerusalem surrounded by your enemies, Scripture basically tells the people, run for it. Do you think it really, do you think God really, I know he doesn't want anyone to perish, I get that. But is it okay with Jesus, what's going on right now? Is it okay? The things I've heard from people that I know are unbelievable. And it was at that point in time I decided I just didn't want to be around them anymore. Jesus said, "This is not my mother, my brother, but these who do the will of my Father are my mother and my brother and my sister." Is it the will of the Father to wipe out little children, to shoot them 2 or 3 times in the back, to burn them in their tents where they try to sleep, to allow this kind of evil to occur, all while they think that a Draco reptilian was sent here by God? Never, ever forget the Epstein files.
Out the deepest and darkest. majesty, greater than any kingdom that has ever ruled this earth.